If the world were like a Sleep Number mattress, everything would adapt for your comfort. Because as your life changes and your body changes, Sleep Number mattresses adapt and shift to give you personalized comfort night after night. And now everything's on sale during our Memorial Day event. Save up to $1,200 on mattresses for a limited time. To experience a whole new world of comfort, visit a Sleep Number store or go to sleepnumber.com. Sleep Number, to a good life's sleep.
Saskatchewan Rough Riders Grey Cup winning quarterback, Trevor Harris. Has that set in yet?
Yeah, I think people have introduced me that way. It never gets old. So hopefully it never gets old throughout the next however long I live. So,
can you imagine being just one of five quarterbacks in Rough Riders history to win a Grey Cup, and where that puts you in terms of legend status in that organization?
Yeah, it's especially with how the organization is, the way they treat their players, the way the city is. It's surprising to know that, and that's kind of like something that I feel like hopefully we can right the ship there in terms of, you know, making it a place that, you know, has a bunch more Grey Cups.
Jeremy O'Day said that you were back in the gym 2 days after the Grey Cup. Is that correct?
Yeah, 48 hours. It was like 48 hours after the Grey Cup. I was kind of just sitting there. I was like, kind of over it. Like, I feel good. Let's just start the off-season program now. So I called my trainer. I said, hey, I'm going to do this tomorrow. Is this good? Is this a good starting place? And he's like, yep, do this, but add this. And so I kind of just started the off-season program right then and there, and started building back the foundation. And it's been great because I feel like, you know, that 3 weeks in the playoffs, there's some teams that had 3 weeks on us, and, you know, in terms of physical prep. And so I just wanted to get right to it.
You had this focus where you wanted to prove that you could win a Grey Cup as a starter. So how then do you flip that switch so quickly in 48 hours onto the next?
I think it was just because I wasn't chasing after a trophy. I've been chasing after the best version of myself, and I still feel like that's out there. I still feel like my best football is right in front of me. And I know that I kind of said that a lot, but I wouldn't say it if I didn't believe it. And it's not something that I just say lightly and just to be like, oh, man, he's going to play. I do feel like, genuinely feel like my best football is right in front of me. And, you know, it's because of the leadership that's above us that I feel like allows us to have that. And, you know, J.O. and Kyle have done a tremendous job, and Larry Dean have done a tremendous job setting who's on this roster. Corey Mace does a good job being a head coach, and Mark Mueller is the man. And so, like, I feel like we've got the pieces around it. Why not? Why can't we do it better than we've done it before? And so that's kind of what gives me the confidence to say those things. And if I'm going to say those things, I better be backing it up with the way I'm preparing. And I feel like I've done that this offseason. And so I want to be the best version of myself for my teammates this year.
85.2% completion percentage in the Grey Cup would prove that your best football is right here and now. I think a single game record in the Grey Cup. Let's put the GM hat on you. Look at the Riders overall in terms of the roster that's heading into training camp. They had a league high in terms of pending free agents. How do you view that roster going into Saskatoon?
Yeah, so I saw, like, somebody had posted something online after free agency had started. It was like the thing poking the general manager, say, come on, do something. Say, Jeremy O'Day, come on. And it's like, do you understand that we have our boundary corner, boundary half, free safety, field half, field cornerback? The guy that started in the Grey Cup, our Sam linebacker, Antoine Brooks, who played really, really well down the stretch, who I think will be an all-star this year, is back at Sam. Jameer Thurman's back at Will. We lost A.J. Allen, but replaced him with Josh Woods. He's a pretty good player. We all can agree to that. Mm-hmm. We lost Haba and Scoop, but we got James Vaughters. We have about five people compete for the other end spot. We brought back three of our interior linemen, and I think we've got a budding star underneath them as well with Kendi. And shoot, so like, okay, so where is our deficiency? You know, like maybe a pass rusher. We'll see if one of our pass rushers can step up, but I believe we have the brass that has brought in the right people. And then offensively, we've got five or six receivers that have started three or more games in last year. We have four of our starting five offensive linemen back. Your starting quarterback's back, and AJ's back. So
pretty good.
So he did something. You don't need to poke him. And so, like, we've brought back quite a few guys. And so I think – but if you go around the league, the difference in talent is very, very minuscule. And I think everybody would say that. And that's what makes one of the CFL the greatest league in the world, in my opinion, is that nobody in the offseason is like, hey, we're rebuilding this year. Another example is that was Calgary last year. It's like, oh, they're going to rebuild for a year. They were freaking good. You know, they were challenged. They were contenders. They were, you know, within a play or two of winning the West semifinal. Right. And so nobody is counting themselves out at this point in the season and in this point of the league year. And so we're just, I think we have an opportunity to go do it again, but it's going to be up to us each and every day to make sure we're making the right decisions and becoming the team in that process.
You mentioned pass rusher. That's certainly going to be a focus on offense. I think there's one main receiver spot open. Seems like it could be an American guy there. Depends how you guys work the ratio. Mm-hmm. Have you watched any of those guys who are potentially competing for that spot?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I go through every time we sign a guy. I try and get his phone number, text him and welcome him aboard. And I go watch their highlights. And, you know, we've got some exciting guys coming in. And, you know, rather that be one spot, two spots, you know, I think a Joe is going to have a great year. I think Dell could have a great year. And shoot, last year our main four guys were Keyshawn, Dante, Sam, and Shafe. We didn't really have two of those guys, more than two of those guys healthy at the same time. Somebody was always dinged up. And even at the end of the year, Dante was playing through a high ankle sprain that nobody knows about. Shafe wasn't nearly himself. He was about 80% of himself. Sam was still coming back from an injury. So, like, if those guys are healthy, then we've got three of our four from last year that are healthy. And so, and on top of that, you know, Joe got tons of experience last year. Dell, who is becoming, I think, is going to be a great player in this league for a long time. And then we've got all these young guys that are coming in that brings a lot of excitement. So I really feel like we're in a good position to make sure that we're doing good things. Now, I do know that we'll miss the guys that we lost. Like, let me reiterate that. And I'm not saying, like, oh, good, we lost that. Like, Tommy Neal, I love that guy, man. That guy is awesome. He's going to have a tremendous career. It broke my heart to not have him back. CJ Rivas, I love the guy to death. AJ Allen, I love him. I love Scoop. I love Haba. I love all the guys that we lost. And I know that they're going to get paid well to go do what they're doing. And so, you know, partway you're excited for them. But I do have a lot of faith in the people that are bringing in the guys to replace them. And I think that we'll be in a good spot.
You mentioned health. And I believe at this same time last year, you told me that you had played through a partially torn ligament and some meniscus possibly. What was it like for you to actually have a possibly fully healthy offseason, if that actually was the case?
Yeah, it's the first time in a long time. I was fully healthy. I had to give some time for my shoulder. I was week five. I threw a deep ball to Joe Robustelli, and it ended up being underthrown, but I got hit underneath the arm. And that kind of lingered for quite a while. And toward the end of the year, it was affecting my ability to kind of push the ball down the field past like 50, 55. And so I was able to kind of get through that, and I'm able to kind of push the ball to way further than I thought I would, you know, through the training and stuff has been great. I feel like I've, you know, got the ability to do the things I need to do, I feel like I've improved in terms of my mobility and ability to run and change directions and move in the pocket and do the things I need to do there. But let's not, like, you know, go in the way of all of a sudden Trevor's going to be a scrambling quarterback and be out there running around like VA or Nathan.
T-Mobile.
Nah, T-Mobile is going to be there. If I'm going to do that, that's going to be once a game, once or twice a game. And I try and get to my fourth and fifth read before I'm going to do that, because I'd rather AJ run with the ball than me. He's going to do a little bit better and get more yards. So
do you feel like your shoulder's all the way back 100%?
Yeah. It wasn't anything. It was more just hurt and not injured. It was just kind of just repetition throwing, you know, 200 balls a day, 4 days a week, that the shoulder wasn't able to kind of regenerate itself. And so I was able to kind of get home and, you know, put the Nervonics machine on there and allow it, you know, 3-4 weeks to rest in full without kind of stressing it too much. And so it was able to heal, and it feels a little bit better. There's nothing wrong with it now.
So we're going to see that Trevor Harris deep ball.
You're going to see it.
I like it. A lot of focus in Saskatchewan on the quarterback position, but also the guys behind you. Jake Mayer goes to Ottawa. You got Jack Cohn, Tommy Stevens. Now, I'm really intrigued to see Jordan McLeod. I think that guy's got a lot of tools. Have you talked with him at all in meetings in the offseason or yet to
have a conversation? Haven't yet. Had a conversation with him when he signed on. I shot him a text and we had a quick conversation, just welcome him aboard. Looks like he's done some good things in college, but I think a lot of people don't know what Jack Cohn brings to the table in terms of how elite he is in his preparation. And how well he's played throughout the longevity of his career at some big-time schools at Wisconsin and Notre Dame. And I think he could have a future in the league. Tommy Stevens is someone that I feel like just continues to develop and continues to work. And, you know, if he gets an opportunity, I think he'll do a great job. And then we have Braden Shager, who these guys are putting in the work. And I know that we're going to come in and have some great battles in camp. And my job is just to earn the number one job in training camp. And I know a lot of people can maybe laugh at that, but that's my mindset every year, is go earn a roster spot and earn the right to be the starting quarterback for Saskatchewan. So I'm going to try and do that to the best of my ability and help the other guys along in the process. But I do think it'll be an interesting, you know, battles going on in that room for jockeying for positions, and excited for Jordan, but I'm really, really excited for Jack too, because I feel like Jack has an opportunity to really cement himself as a two as well.
You've seen a lot of quarterbacks in this league over your time in the CFL, but you don't really hand out compliments. Like, I know you got to earn it from Trevor Harris. So what makes you speak that way about Jack Cohn and his upside?
Just his preparation. The guys, you know, I get into the facility.
If the world were like a Sleep Number mattress, everything would adapt for your comfort. Because as your life changes and your body changes, Sleep Number mattresses adapt and shift to give you personalized comfort night after night. And now everything's on sale during our Memorial Day event. Save up to $1,200 on mattresses for a limited time. To experience a whole new world of comfort, visit a Sleep Number store or go to sleepnumber.com. Sleep Number, to a good life's sleep.
Facility early in the morning. He's one of the guys that gets there probably 5 or 10 minutes before I do, and he stays every day, and we grind the tape. And he's one of the very few guys that I feel comfortable when we're starting a week, if it's a short week, saying, Jack, can I put you on this project, and can you give me this information of what you're seeing? And when he tells me, I take it to the bank. He's one of very, very few that I've been comfortable asking that, knowing that I can take that information that he gives me and it's going to check out. Because when I get that information, I'll check those things out. And sometimes in the past, when you ask people to do stuff, you're like, this ain't right. And, but he's very, very solid in what he does. And we see the game the same. And, I think that, you know, if he comes in and has a training camp that, that he thinks he can have, I think he's got a great opportunity to win the two job. And, who knows what happens in terms of, you know, whenever I'm done playing or however long, I'm playing, whoever takes over next, probably something that people want to know. And shoot, I don't know that answer either, but I know that Jack is putting himself in a good situation to be able to be in that conversation.
You're essentially year to year at this point, right? You said that, Jeremy O'Day has said that, Corey Mace has said that. Mm-hmm. And as you just alluded to, you really don't know except for year to year, right?
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. And I don't think anybody knows. You know, in the CFL, unfortunately, we don't have guaranteed contracts, you know, partial guarantees, but I think we've seen that a few of those haven't really worked out in the past. And if you're not worth what you're getting paid, you're not going to be there. And so everybody's year to year, and you don't know when God's going to tell you it's your last snap. And so I'm just going to keep pressing each and every day. But it's not one of those situations where I'm like, okay, this is it. I feel like I'm kind of losing motivation. I still love the grind of getting better and trying to find each and every different way that I can grow and learn and be 1% better each and every day for my teammates.
Did you ever think at all, Grey Cup week, that could be your last game? Like, did that thought even enter your mind? Because from the outside and watching you, it didn't seem like that was the way that you were approaching it, body language wise, all that stuff.
No, it wasn't. But I don't know that you will notice it, because I try and treat every week like it's the last. And I know that's kind of like one of those cliche things that probably people eye roll and listen in right now. But I feel like if you treat it like it's his last, you might treat it differently. And I've just never been that way. But I never even thought about it, because I just wanted to remain present in that moment. But I will say, day four, after practice, after we had our walkthrough finished, I was like, I need to go for a walk. And so, you know, I kind of just was bent up with emotion of gratitude of being able to be in the position we were. And so I put on like a neutral colored hoodie as best I could. And I went and put my hood over my head, and I walked around. I sobbed. I cried. And it was more just a gratitude for where I've been, the journey that has taken me to this moment. And I honestly didn't know. I was like, man, am I this way? Because I think this is it. And but it was just kind of like a question I asked myself on the walk, but I didn't think anything more of it after that. And I played the game, and I was more curious after the game. Like, I wonder how I'm going to feel, if I'm going to be like, okay, I did it. We did it. Now people can stop asking me if I can win a big game, which I think has been unfair throughout my career, if you want my honest opinion. But that question was very, very quickly answered. Is by Tuesday night, I was like, I'm going to go work out. I feel like I'm ready to want to go do this again. And so I wasn't chasing that trophy. And so I knew that my drive and motivation was still there.
Clearly, 48 hours later, guy's in the gym. He's playing more ball.
Yeah.
From a contract standpoint, you've been open about it. And some other quarterbacks in the league have said, like, they've taken less to allow their teams to potentially be more competitive on the field. There's no guarantee that you get what you pay for. But why was that your approach? And why do you think it's been a theme a little bit in the league?
Mm-hmm. No, I mean, I think that we should be careful saying we take in way less, because quarterbacks are paid much more than most of the other positions, right? And so I'm thankful for what I'm getting paid, but I know that I didn't need to be, you know, paid in the top 3-4. I don't even think I'm the top 5 paid. I don't know that for a fact.
I'd have to double check it.
But I think that I'd be in the back half, which is fine with me. I'm doing just fine. My family's just fine. But I wanted to be able to put us in a position to be able to make a run at it. And if I can be a part of us bringing in one or two more free agents, if I free up an extra 50 or 75 or whatever it is, if I can provide that, then why wouldn't I? Then, like, what am I? I think it's actually being selfish by taking less, if you want my honest opinion, because if I take less, then we can sign more people. Maybe I can play longer. Maybe we have some more success. And I think that there's just a different way of looking at it now. Obviously, being selfish, maybe you'd be taking more money. But the way I look at it is, it is actually making us richer by getting us more teammates and better people and allowing the GM to have a little bit more freedom.
How much were you involved in recruiting the free agents that were on the pending free agent list to come back, or potentially recruiting the free agents that came in?
They don't really ask me too much. I would like that. That'd be cool. But J.O.'s done a pretty good job himself. He doesn't need me, need my opinion. I just kind of, I just send him the old gif of Mariano Rivera and say, hey, whenever you need a guy to come in and close the deal with a free agent or somebody, I was like, send me in. And so I just kind of send him the gif of Mariano Rivera that I'm here to close the deal if he needs some help. So
I asked just because I heard from some of the free agents that you were recruiting them a little bit. Not necessarily saying, hey, sign this guy, but just getting in.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Now, every time I'm on NJO's ear all the time. Hey, whenever we got a guy and it's close, hit me. Let me know I got this. And so I do get an opportunity to talk to some guys, talk to Vauders, talk to James Letcher quite a bit. I've got the opportunity to chat with some guys that we've brought in, and it doesn't always work out, but sometimes, you talk to guys and I give the feedback of, I'm not sure if he wants to be here, sort of a deal. And J.O. was like, yeah, I wasn't sure. So sometimes it doesn't always go the way you think when you make a call, but it sure is fun to be a part of the process. Maybe something I'd love to do in the future too.
I know you're always tinkering and working towards evolving and getting better as a quarterback. What's new for Trevor Harris in 2026 entering the season?
I think I'm going to be a little bit more mobile. I'll be able to move around a little bit more. But like I said, I don't think that's going to be, my trademark. I think that I'm hoping to have a little more pop on my arm strength in terms of downfield ability. But I think that the biggest thing for us is, as athletes, as soon as you stop ascending mentally, you are officially a declining asset. And so I think that I've ascended mentally, and that's something that's always a good barometer of, do I think I can take this to new heights mentally? And so I've just continued to keep pressing that pedal of, how can I ascend mentally? Because physically, we are who we are. I'm not going to go out there and have Josh Allen's arm strength no matter what I do. I'm not going to go out there and run around like VA or Nathan or Davis or anything like that. But I can get better and sharper mentally. And so that's something I've really tried to hone in on, focus on, because most of the game is mental, and how much of time are we spending training the mental side of things. And so for me, that's something I really take homage in each and every off season is pressing that mental pedal as well as the physical.
Are there some details that you can pinpoint for people to understand what you're pressing the pedal on mentally?
Yeah, so just anything really from the mental standpoint of our performance. And so something I work with my mental performance coach, Chantel, who I've talked about glowingly throughout my career. She's been instrumental. I couldn't say enough nice things about her is, we talk about focus styles being broad external and broad internal. And then you've got narrow internal and narrow external. And so it's broad and narrow, internal and external, and all the ones and variations of that. And how can we get ourselves, because for me, a narrow external focus is where I'm at with it. What's the Will linebacker doing? Does he do this? And we throw the bender. Does he sink? Then I push outside. Just little things like that, which are, that narrow external focus is that Will linebacker. And so that's where we need to be for our, to be in that flow state. But you can't just drive and push that pedal, because then your focus state can kind of lapse a little bit. It's like if you just try and count, if you just try and stare at the wall for a certain amount of time, eventually that focus goes away and you'll start daydreaming or whatever. And so how can you kind of divulge in those areas? And so Dr. Lussier or Chantel, she does a tremendous job of kind of taking me through little things like that, of finding ways to push on the gas and the brakes and certain things to be able to be able to hone in on that focus area while I need it the most.
What are your goals for 2026?
Be the best version of myself I can be for my teammates. And I know that sounds silly, but
worked pretty well.
It's organic. It's organic, right? I mean, your goals for this year is to become the best you can be and be able to set yourself in a position where you and the people around you can ascend and do things better and do better work. And so that's all I'm doing, is focusing on my relationships, trying to be the best influence and leader I can be for my teammates, and making sure that they can rest their head on their pillow at night, knowing that their quarterback's working his tail off and doing everything he can for them. And so where that leads each and every day will be different. Maybe it's, a timing on a certain route. Maybe it's a, an extra yard or two on a throw that I need, or maybe it's, making a play with my legs when I need to, and allowing myself the training during the week to allow those some plays to happen. So it's going to be different each and every week, but it's something that I'll continue to turn over every leaf and every stone that I possibly can to make sure that I'm maximizing that.
If the world were like a Sleep Number mattress, everything would adapt for your comfort. Because as your life changes and your body changes, Sleep Number mattresses adapt and shift to give you personalized comfort night after night. And now everything's on sale during our Memorial Day event. Save up to $1,200 on mattresses for a limited time. To experience a whole new world of comfort, visit a Sleep Number store or go to sleepnumber.com. Sleep Number, to a good life's sleep.